Then on to item 10, presentation of year-to-date 2020 SACERA budget versus actual expenses report. Henry, I'm assuming this is your item.
Yes, good morning, board. Checking technical, can you hear me?
You're good.
Good, good, good. Thank you so much. What I have for you is a mid-year budget status report. Typically what we do is put in front of the board the total combined budget for SACERA, the total operating budget, which is on page one of the document. Page two is the administrative expenses, the type of expenses that are subject to the SERL limit of 0.21 basis points. Those are basically all the departments except investments, legal, and our disaster recovery type costs. That's the second page. And the third page is the non-invest or the non-administrative expenses. So the sum of those two is grand total on page one. Basically for the year as a snapshot, the way the document works, you have the grand total budget and then what's spent so far, and the last two columns give you remaining budget dollars and a percentage. So since we are at mid-year, the favorable point would be 50% as a benchmark. If it's above 50%, that means it's trending favorably. There's more than mid-year budget remaining. Anything under is trending unfavorably. But we try and estimate as best we can. We try and spread and amortize costs the way they're supposed to land. Things like insurance, rent, the staff costs, you know, they land in the months as we know them, but there are some expenses, the professional fees, actuarial, some of the attorney invoices, they're not known until they're received. And so you might see that it's appearing favorably, but they're going to hit in the second part of the year. But overall, if we go down to the bottom of page one, the grand total, we can see that compared to the $16.7 million budget, we've spent 7.8 and we have 53% less. That goes to show that we did a good job with our estimates, our budgeting, our forecast, and it's landing the way we expected it to. There are some new things that we did this year that we wanted to just quickly highlight. We added to the overall budget, and they're considered non-administrative costs, fees that we pay for investment consulting. That's Verus and StepStone, and also what we pay for Siegel, the actuarial services. But when you see those lines, they're the investment consulting is right smack dab. We're supposed to be 50%. The actuarial fees are coming in a little less, but that's simply because of billing. It's timing related. So we're going to see some of those towards the end of the year when we do take a hard look and we close out for CAFR purposes. But some of the other things that are new were pandemic related type expenses. We had to buy laptops to equip SACERA staff. That wasn't in the budget at all. We deployed some laptops that we had in our training room, but we spread those out and we treated those costs as disaster recovery, which don't apply against the administrative limit. And we also spread them over 3 years, the way we did with other hardware when we moved into the building. So that was new. But some of the other things is you can see over towards the middle, travel and training is way down, understandably. There's more than 80% of the budget left. Nobody's flying, nobody's traveling. However, we are taking advantage where possible of webinars, which are less expensive. And, you know, we are able to get our training as best we can there. let's see, staff vacancies are training right in line with what we thought. There are some vacancies left. We're working on filling those, but we staggered the positions when they were going to come in, and some were going to hit in the second quarter and some even in mid-year. So that's why that number is trending just the way we expected it to. So that's just a quick mid-year report. You can see in the graph basically how the grand total is. About 28% of the expenses are non-admin, 72% are admin. But it's looking very nicely in terms of a mid-year update. So that concludes my brief presentation. Any questions?
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I don't have it in front of me today, but reading the report yesterday, one of the things struck me, and I just throw this out for something for you to think about. The fourth column now reads percent parent over parent under. How about percent remaining? The over under was not a natural intuitive. What do I know when I know this? Percent remaining, I think, captures what you're conveying.
Yeah, what I'm articulating. Good, yep. Good feedback. Excellent. I'll put that in there for the next one. Any other items?
Anything else for Henry? I'm not seeing any mics light up, so thank you, Henry, for that report.
Outstanding, folks. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.